I saw the first one back in the day, Sam, you know, but I saw the first one again with my children only a few weeks ago. And my oldest is 13, who was basically born around the time the first one came out. And I've got an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I wondered how they'd go with it. It has stood the test of time. It deserves to be the highest grossing film of all time. Do you agree with that?
That's very high praise when it comes from a 13-year-old, you know.
Yes,
what I mean?
So I loved it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, when we were working on this, I got a screening put on. John organised for it, a screening for my lot to have a look at it. And I think they were ages like 12 through 7 and 5 and 4. So, yeah. And yeah, it stood the test of time. It totally worked.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was immersed in sort of watching it again.
Yes, it's a brilliant film. So it's 13 years later. Now, Cliff, you've jumped on board. Now, did Sam help you out during filming as to – look, it's James Cameron. He's got a reputation for not suffering fools. Is that fair to say or not?
No, it's true. He's a blunt pragmatist, he's very honest.
Yeah,
but it's great for Australians and New Zealanders. That's what you want. Someone that just tells you how it is.
No bull.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
Yeah,
man.
No. You want to turn up and get on with the job, get on with the works. So you don't need all of the excess stuff.
Yeah, you don't need your ego being fluffed.
No, that's actually really distracting. Because you can't, in this business, you can't tell what's real and what's not real. Sometimes there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. But at least with him, there is that, and that's what I really enjoy about Sam. You know, you're there to work. You're there to do.
I'm not here to fluff your ego.
No,
it's not your fluffer.
It's not on the menu. No, it's not. It doesn't exist in the way that we work. So.
But an epic production, and the underwater stuff obviously is going to be amazing. And how long underwater did you go holding your breath?
You learned the technique, this freediving technique, where you calm you're getting more oxygen into your body than you normally would have into your blood cells. It's not just about holding your breath.
Yep.
And then you calm your heart rate down.
We've got the best people in the world helping us, so everything's safe.
Yeah, like the Big Blue kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So you're learning this technique, and then you go underwater to perform these emotional scenes. So it's hard enough doing those type of scenes on dry land for some crazy reason we're putting them underwater. So it's like, it was very difficult. And
Was it up to like 7 minutes without like?
I think Kate, she was pulling out those numbers. You kind of lost track of time because you're in the middle of these scenes. The water kind of disappears. It's only after a while do you realize, oh, heck, I'm 30 feet under the water here, and I need oxygen. It's when you're doing it, you're just acting in a scene. It just happened to be to be submerged.
Was there times though where you thought, I'm so deep in this scene, but hang on, I'm about to pass out or not?
There was a couple of those moments.
Really?
And then it's action scenes, because even if you think you're burning oxygen.
Yes.
So if you're doing action scenes, you better have enough oxygen in your system.
Yeah.
Because it's burning at a quicker rate. So it could get a bit hairy, but it adds to the tension of the scene, I guess.
Yeah. Now, have you guys seen the completed film yet or not?
He's still working on it.
He's still working on it. So it's December 15. It's going to be amazing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Now, we've seen quite a bit of it, and then we've seen it in different forms as well. The weirdest thing is we're in it. We know what's going to happen, and we're getting emotionally upset. And Jim's laughing at us going, what's wrong with you guys?
It's a really emotional ride.
Yeah. Now, Cliff, you've been in some big films in the last decade, basically. Is this for you, was this – like other films?
This is what we call the peak experience. You're at the peak, the penultimate. You're at the peak of the mountain. Right?
And it was filmed mainly in New Zealand, is that right? Is that where I'll say that.
It's in New Zealand.
It's a combination.
A place called Manhattan Beach in California. That's where all the water tanks are and stuff like that. And the majority of it is down in New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the last few years it's been majority that way. Yeah. And there's the whole special effects crew comes from New Zealand.
Yeah.
A lot of the design elements come from there.
Yeah.
It's a quick shout out to proud for our little community of storytellers.
And a main one, Brendan Cowell, is in the film as well, isn't he?
Yes,
yes, yes. So there's a big New Zealand Australian connection for this film.
Yeah, he plays a sea captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Big.
He's great.
So I grew up with Brendan too.
Yes, of course.
And when Jim said to me, I want him this. He's a very ochre young man.
Yeah.
And I think he's pushing the ochre a bit. I think he's pushing it.
Just dial that up.
He's dialed it right up, yeah.